Yeah, thanks for reminding me, Fletch. It was obviously a dream come true to get my maiden championship 100 here at the home of cricket, and more importantly, get the boys off to a good start from where on we can now push on from.
Yeah, the game's in a nice place at the moment. Just going back to that 100 for a moment, there was a real burst of emotion from you out there when you passed the line. It was great to watch. How did it feel?
I mean, yeah, at the time, it's quite hard looking back to know how I was feeling at the time, but I just remember, you know, not really knowing where my next run was coming from. So, yeah, luckily I managed to get there. Luck was on my side this morning. A few nicks down to third man and a couple of Chinese cuts, they're called. Finally managed to get there somehow.
You'll take him anywhere. Yeah. I was lucky enough to be standing at the top of the steps as you walked off, and I looked across and your mum was there doing exactly the same as I was, videoing you walking back into the pavilion. How nice is it that your mum was there to witness it, and your dad, of course, and it's his birthday, I believe.
Yeah, it's his birthday. I mean, they were actually here in secret, I think, this morning, so I only found out afterwards that they were here, so, you know, lovely touch that they were here to see it as well, and as you say, dad on his birthday, he got to see it, so he's 59 today, so big milestone for him as well, so we've got to celebrate that as well. But yeah, I mean, absolutely, I think mum was in tears, which is, yeah, quite humbling, but yeah, I think they're really happy.
Mate, that's lovely. You've spent most of this season, despite scoring 350s yourself and 100 today, you've spent most of this season in Sam's shadow because he's just been in exceptional form. What's it been like opening the batting with him? You've been destructive, the two of you up there.
Yeah, Sam's been absolutely awesome this season, as you say, and you know, his record here at Lords especially is, you know, absolutely incredible. His positivity and confidence is rubbing off on me at the moment, which is, you know, great for me coming in and trying to make my way in my career as well. So, you know, to have him at the other end, he is awesome at the moment, and I think we complement each other quite well with the different shots we play. And as he said, you know, he deserved another 100 today. It wasn't to be, but you know, it's 99 more incredible runs for him, so he's done awesome.
Absolutely right, couldn't agree more. Just going on to the game itself, we're end of day three, it looks pretty much destined for a draw tomorrow. I think the conditions are overcast. Any news from inside the camp as to what the plan might be overnight?
I'm not sure about destined for a draw. I mean, Sterlo came out and played really positively this afternoon. I think we shouldn't forget his contribution on a tough wicket to score runs on. He scored quickly and, you know, looked back to his fluent best. So really pleased with Sterlo also. But I don't think that this is a foregone conclusion at all. I think, you know, if we can put these boys under some pressure, we've seen across the country there have been collapses. And especially with the likes of Tim Murta, Roland Jones and James Harris, even Raines, there's some turnout there. So, you know, there's definitely scope to look towards victory tomorrow, and we're going to turn up believing we can.